From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. troops are on the ground in Libya. The U.S. Defense Department acknowledged Wednesday U.S. military forces are on the ground in Libya looking for potential partners in what could soon be an expanded campaign against the Islamic State. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
We are extremely worried about the metastasis of ISIL to other locations, Libya being just one of those locations. We continue to monitor the situation there, continue to work very closely with our coalition partners, with others in the region who have similar concerns about the situation in Libya. And I think it's fair to say that we're closely monitoring the situation, as Chairman Dunford has indicated, working with those partners and also continuing to have conversations with people on the ground as to exactly what's happening there and the threat that ISIL poses to the United States and others.
Cook described the U.S. contingent as small, adding they're in Libya at the concurrence of Libyan officials. The IS group has been growing stronger there in recent months, cementing its hold on the city of Sirte and surrounding areas. A U.S. official familiar with the intelligence recently told VOA some 500 key IS officials and fighters who left Syria and Iraq during the past several weeks moved into Libya in what appeared to be a calculated effort. Western officials estimate IS now has upwards of 5,000 fighters in the North African country. Suicide bombers Wednesday killed at least a dozen people and wounded 30 in Chibok, the northern Nigerian town, where Boko Haram kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls nearly 2 years ago. Witnesses say one bomber detonated explosives at a checkpoint where people were being searched. Two others blew themselves up in the town's market. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the attack bore the hallmarks of Boko Haram, which often targets public gathering spots such as bus stations or markets. This is VOA News.